To use tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Rico's Tires and Wheels, just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels, quality used tires. They fix flat tires too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie, 504-455-5199.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth, and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to another great Tuesday afternoon here on WGSO 990 AM Studios. And as you all like to know, I can always be heard on my podcast at William Wallace for America on any podcast app. See my interviews at my Facebook page and my YouTube channel. And I got a real interesting one. It's kind of non-political that I just posted up on my YouTube channel, William Wallace for America, and the podcast. You can go see the one that says The Great Cemeterian. And I know you think I'm doing political. I do political interviews. You might think that one's because I'm rounding up voters, but I'm not. That's not what it's about. It is a community type, very non-political interview I think that you'll really enjoy. But speaking of community, something that I really enjoy doing here at WGSO is bringing on people in this community, and particularly candidates that are running for office, because I feel it's important for us to get to know the people that are not running for office, but people who are in office, and we have a little bit of both right now. With me today is Austin Badon. Austin, thank you so much for being in here today. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure being here again.
I love it. I love it. Well, you deserve it.
Thank you, man. You know, I've been at this station a couple of times.
Yeah.
And it's always good to be with you, my friend.
Well, you know, I'm going to throw this out at the very beginning. One of the reasons I like talking with you and having you on here isn't just because you're a candidate, it's just because you're in office, but I genuinely like you. You're just like a real genuine person, and you're not ideological.
You know, I get that a lot. You know, like, for example,
genuine.
When people see me shopping, like, yeah, I might be in Walmart or something like that, they're like, wow, you shop? Like,
yeah,
you're in Walmart?
Yeah.
And I'm like, of course. I put my pants on like everybody else.
Right.
And they think, well, people see me on TV or they see me in the media. Like, we don't do that. But, you know, I'm just a regular, everyday guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I like, though, is that you are just not, you're not very political. I mean, you're a politician because you're elected official.
Right.
But you're not very political. I don't hear you getting into the ideologies of politics,
uh-huh,
where you're trying to bring up the things that fan the flames of the things that I believe, you know, divide us instead of uniting us.
Yeah, you know, I just try real hard to do what is always right and what's always best. I look at us as all like Louisianians.
Right.
And so, you know, I want to make sure that whatever I do is best for us as a people in our state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at people as far as, you know, like their political philosophy or their ethnic background or their sexual gender or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's all, I respect everybody. I try to do the right thing. And, you know, I'm human. Sometimes I make mistakes.
Yeah.
But I just try not to make too many of them.
Right.
Yeah.
So you believe some of our problems anyway in our society can be solved just by being reasonable, being human, treating everybody fair, and instead of having to be ideological, instead of having to, you know, wave some flag or be ideological in a way that, you know, you're fanning or fueling the flames of some fire.
You know, one thing, like when I did serve in the legislature for 12 years, I prided myself on being able to get along with people from different parties.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know, you got to get along with people from the rural areas.
Right.
I'm from downtown New Orleans.
Right.
You know, you have to make friends in order to be able to get things done. And so listening to people and letting them know about my family and things that I have on my agenda and hearing about what's on their agenda and what's important to them, that's important, you know, and that way you could build coalitions to make things better. And so, you know, that's something that I've pretty much worked on my whole life to make sure that people understand that this is about us as one state.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't fan the flames.
Yeah.
I just try to get things done and make lives better for all people.
I love it. So now, right now, you hold the position of?
Clerk of First City Court.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what my jurisdiction is. So
yeah.
As Clerk of First
City. Let's talk about that first, and then, sure. we'll talk about what you're running for.
You got it. So as Clerk of First City Court.
Right.
First City Court is what I call the Judge Judy Court of New Orleans.
Okay.
So you don't need an attorney. People go there and they have their day before the judge.
Right.
We handle small claims cases, $5,000 or less. We also handle civil cases, $25,000 or less. But you know what most people see me like on TV and in the media for right now is the eviction process. And that's a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been able to give out a lot of money to tenants as well as to landlords. But unfortunately, evictions are up. And so when we were under the federal moratorium, which did expire on September the 25th, mm-hmm. you know, we were out there trying to tell people, like, have a dialogue with your landlord, come up with a payment plan,
right.
a schedule to where your landlord is.
That's reasonable,
something.
Right.
It's very reasonable. And, you know, unfortunately, the landlords had to bear a huge burden throughout this whole process,
yeah.
which is now lasted going on 2 years now. And so landlords, they've had, they still get their tax bill, they get the repairs, insurance. In some cases, they have the water bill, and they had not been able to receive any money. So a lot of people see me out there working with the tenants as well as working with the landlords to be able to give out money and also to make both the tenant as well as the landlord whole.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See, that once again, that's a reasonable solution. That's just, you know, being proactive, being fair, honest, and reasonable, I think is a good approach.
And trying to keep the number of evictions down in our city.
Right.
Here. And, you know, one thing for me, it's really personal because, yeah, when people come in and they file an eviction, that's a piece of paper that goes into a file, and it's but for me, that's individuals, that's families.
Yeah.
And I cringe when I think of a child leaving that unit in the morning,
right.
and they come home, and in some cases, they find their items put out on the street when they come home
right.
from school. And unfortunately, those things happen. And, you know, we try to work real hard with families to make sure that those things don't happen here in New Orleans. We,
right.
we want to keep that down.
No, I'm glad. It sounds to me like when you say work with both sides,
yeah.
you know, sometimes a landlord and a tenant can't work it out, and it takes that reasonable mm-hmm. approach, that calm mind, mm-hmm. you know, cooler heads prevail kind of approach where you're bringing two people together. And I like that because it shows that you're not just being an authoritarian type of person that holds a political office. You're being somebody who is being real with the community
sure.
and reaching out to them in a very human kind of way, which I think is more important than having something, doing something from an authoritative position.
Well, you know, we're all part of the human race.
Right.
And so, you know, I think that I have been blessed to have this position to continue community service, customer service, and also to reach out to the public, to educate the public. Because, you know, in my capacity as Clerk of First City Court, it's purely an administrative position. So, like, for example, when somebody gets evicted, I don't make that decision. They have to go before a judge, and a judge will look at the merits of the case and mm-hmm. make a decision as to whether he or she is evicted from their property or whether he or she loses a small claims case. And so people who come to First City Court, what happens is you come there, again, you don't need an attorney. However,
mm-hmm.
If you have an attorney, you definitely can bring your attorney. It's cheaper to come to First City Court, and we get you before a judge in a quicker period of time.
Right.
As opposed to going to other civil courts where it might take you a heck of a long time to get before a judge. So the case is turned over pretty quickly, and that's one thing that I'm very proud of. We have four judges who serve the public, and
you're one of them.
No,
no,
not a judge.
No, nope.
Not a lawyer, not a judge. purely, you know, a clerk. We handle the administrative part.
I ask these questions in a way to get it to help the public, because sometimes, you know, what I might understand, they don't understand. Mm-hmm. So, so you're kind of over all those four judges.
Well, no, not over them. We work.
You had the department where they operate out of.
Right. I'm the clerk of First City Court, so we handle the paperwork and we collect the fees when people come in to start the eviction process or the small claims process. And then it's randomly assigned to a judge, and then it goes.
Is this like Justice of the Peace in Jefferson Parish?
I'm not sure their jurisdiction. A little bit as different. Far as what they do.
Well, we got to take a break, and when we get back, I want you to discuss the position that you're running for, and I think the reason why you're running for it might surprise a lot of people. So when they get back, they'll be able to hear the reason that you're running for this new position and what it is and about the actual runoff race. Here we get back with Austin Badon and me, William Wallace, for America.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal. Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff. Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan, or call them at 504-738-5007.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for Right Here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at pdwsolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America on WGSO's 990 AM Studios in New Orleans here. So with me today is Austin Badon. I left you.
Badon.
Badon. Okay. Badon. I love it. The French part comes out.
Badon.
So now what will happen when I hear everybody say Austin Badon, you know, you make me go, no, it's Austin Badon.
There you go. I've heard it all kind of Baden, you know, Badon, stuff like that.
Badon.
Badon.
Uh-huh. The French, the Creole French part.
Oh, yeah.
Is it French, I guess, or is it?
Seventh Ward Creole, born and raised.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, on New Orleans Street between Hope and Law and I attended Martinez Preschool, Epiphany Elementary, the St. Augustine High School.
Love it. That's awesome.
In the 7th Ward. And then we moved out to New Orleans East.
College?
Oh, college, University of New Orleans.
Nice.
With a degree in political science.
All right.
And then I kept going, and I attended Troy State University.
Okay.
When Troy State University had a facility on the West Bank at the Naval Center,
yeah,
over there, which is now Federal City, I went over and I earned my master's degree from Troy State University in human resources management. I had only a 3.8 GPA.
Nice.
I was trying for the 4.0,
nice,
but I had a 3.8.
Hey, we'll give you a pass on that point, that point 0.02.
Yes.
So you're running for, I mean, now look, I'm saying this, it's kind of funny because, I mean, most people know what you're running for, but there's a lot of people who don't, or people aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
That's the people I'm trying to really reach.
Right.
So you're running for
Clerk of Criminal District Court,
okay,
and Chief Elections Officer here in Orleans Parish.
Okay.
And so the current clerk is retiring, and so it's an open seat. And on Saturday, I was planning on winning it outright,
yeah,
you know, but fell a little bit short. I was the leader. I got like 44% of the vote.
Do you have to get over 50? Is that what it is?
Yeah, you got to get
50% plus one.
Plus one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you win it outright. And so, you know, some polls said that we were going to do that. But
I was watching JP Morrell. He was like 50% and almost like plus one, right?
Yeah, I was watching JP as well. And at one point when he was talking, JP said he was in a runoff. And the next thing you know, he was over 50% plus,
yeah,
one. So he won it outright. Uh-huh. So now he's on the council. And the election is coming up on December the 11th, the runoff election.
Mm-hmm. Clerk of Criminal District Court.
Right. So you have judges who are over at Tulane and Broad. So the clerk services those judges. So, you know, when people are coming up for trial, the judges have to have all the things they need as far as the file and all of the pleadings in the file. You also are in control of the evidence. And the other thing that the clerk does is it controls and works with the Secretary of State on elections here in Orleans Parish. And I'm going to tell you, this past election, I was just, again, the numbers for Orleans Parish were last to come in. You know, we were,
right,
we were last to come in. And the numbers in Algiers, right across the river, came in even later. It was just another embarrassment. We could,
yeah,
do better.
I believe that. I've been doing a lot of election integrity stuff too.
Mm-hmm. And that's a major part of my platform. We could do better. You know, I mean, we're a big city, but we're a small city. And so how can you have numbers that are coming in at, you know, after 10 o'clock at night? I mean, you got to use modern technology, best practices. Yeah, we could do better.
I love it. Well, so from First Parish Criminal District Court to
First City Court.
First City Court to First Parish, First City Clerk. Say it again. It's a tongue twister for me.
So right now, I'm clerk of First City Court,
right,
which is dealing with small claims and evictions.
Right. I have a reason for this. Go ahead.
And moving over to Clerk of Criminal District Court.
Okay.
And, you know, why I'm doing that is because I've had my eye on this position for a while. This position needs a lot of work. It needs me to do the same thing that I did at First City Court. And one of the best compliments that I had is a guy came in at First City Court, which is located on the second floor of Civil District Court, right next to City Hall. And he told me, he said, "You don't know me." But he said, "What you did was you took a caterpillar and made it into a butterfly."
Nice.
And when you come into my office, it is completely remodeled. It is safe. It's clean. My employees have bought into pure customer service. Now, when you come into a courthouse, you're not coming there to hang out or have fun.
Right.
It's generally a very stressful situation.
You would get out before somebody, your friend, sees you in there.
Exactly. And I've seen that. You're right. Yeah, I've seen that. And so, you know, we've had cases where in civil court we deal with family issues, people who are going through a divorce and things like that. And so, you know, you see a lot of that going on in there. And so when people come there, it's stressful. They got to pay to park. They got to take time away from either school,
right,
or from work. And so my folks, I have a tremendous staff. They do a really good job. They're bought into the whole customer service,
right,
thing. And so when people come into my office, we try to help them and give them a win-win. But I subscribe to when, even if you come there and it's not the answer you want, when you come there, my staff is going to do our very best to help you.
I love hearing that. Mm-hmm. So where I was going with this question a minute ago in two different ways. So the position that you have right now, you kind of run the department that has four judges in it, right?
Well,
that's kind of, I'm being kind of simplistic, but is that kind of...
Yeah, we have four judges.
So your position as clerk now, how is it different from the position of clerk that you're running for?
Okay, so...
Different duties?
It's completely different.
It sounded like you switched a little bit, right?
In a philosophy. So
right.
Where I am now are civil cases.
Okay.
Then I'm going over to Tulane and Broad, and it would be criminal cases. And you have more judges, so they have a bigger docket.
Right.
And then I would also be in charge of evidence as well as elections.
Gotcha.
Uh-huh. That's the
difference. So is it kind of like a department chair or department... Were that the one department you manage everything that goes on within that department?
Well, I would have people who I work with who are actually involved in the day-to-day process mm-hmm. of the criminal district court building. So judges, they need the files. They need the evidence.
Right.
They need the latest pleadings. So I want to make sure that the judges have what they need. And, you know, to have good people there to supply them. Now, there's good people who are there right now. You know, the rumor is I was coming in and firing everybody. That was completely dumb because nobody who has any salt worth their weight is not going to do that because then you stop the wheels of justice.
You want it to run smoother, not go backwards.
Absolutely. I want it to run smooth. I want to make sure that, you know, the wheels of justice don't stop. And so when you come in there and you fire people, and you just wipe out the whole area, that's not a good management style.
It's only good in war. It's not good on a well-oiled machine or when you're trying to make a machine run better.
You know, what I always think of is when I win this election, the wheels of justice are not going to stop and give me a honeymoon period.
Yeah.
You know, first day, I got to walk
You got to go
in there
and get right on it.
I got to get right on it. First day, you know, the judges are still going to need what they need.
Right.
Everything has to flow immediately as I walk in the door on my first day. There's no honeymoon period.
Right.
And so nobody's going to say, oh, wow, you just got here. You're still, nope, uh-uh.
No, you
won't happen.
You're going to walk in, introduction, learn what they're doing, meet the people, you know, figure it out and help assist them get play the heart rate better, because when their job is more efficient, you're not only making the customers happy, so to speak, the
right.
people that come in there, you're making the employees or your staff there happy because they're in a better work environment at the same time.
Oh yeah, you know, I got my my staff two pay raises at First City Court. I'm going to be fighting for more money to increase the pay for the staff over at Criminal District Court. But, you know, I want to make sure that the customer, those individuals who are trying to get expungements,
yeah.
they have access to their expungements. And I also want to make sure that people who feel like they've been wrongly incarcerated, who are seeking a new trial, they have accessible venues to get to their files
right.
to mount a new case.
That sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. So it is the position you hold right now, are there term limits on the position you hold right now?
No, there's no term limits on either position.
So you're not doing this because of term limits?
No, I'm not doing this because of term limits. I'm doing it because of public service. I want to continue public service. This office needs a lot of work. And
so this is about something in your heart to do the right thing for the community.
My heart and my work ethic.
I love this. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk more about that when we come back after the break.
Looking forward to it.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear this isn't just like somebody trying to move up. This is truly about public service, and I love hearing that. We're going to talk about that after the break here with me, William Wallace for America.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
The 32nd Annual New Orleans Film Festival invites guests to virtually explore over 170 films, plus presenting screenings at the Orpheum, The Broad, AMC Elmwood Theaters, and at the Broadside Outdoor Cinema. The New Orleans Film Festival runs November 5th to 21st. Visit NewOrleansFilmFestival.org for ticket and pass purchase info, film schedule, and how to watch from wherever you are. And just a friendly reminder, New Orleans Film Society members get free passes and great discounts at different levels. Visit NewOrleansFilmFestival.org for more information.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A task force established to come up with solutions to Louisiana having the highest auto insurance in the country finds that rates are on the rise again. Jeff Palermo has more.
Rates are going up.
That's Insurance Commissioner Jim Donilon, who says rates have gone up 2% over last year. Monroe Senator Katrina Jackson says she thought the tort reform legislation approved in 2020 would bring lower rates.
What we do know is that our insurance rates have gone up.
River Ridge Senator Kirk Talbot says changes made to how car crashes are handled in civil court went into effect this year, and he's still confident it will lead to lower rates.
Hopefully it will.
I mean, I'm hoping,
but I think it's too early to measure on that.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
Commuters are shocked, and parents don't know what to tell their kids about some graphically dirty graffiti that turned up Sunday under an overpass on Shreveport's Line Avenue. Residents are flooding city council members with calls demanding to have the trashy stuff painted over. This is news on LRN.
DraftKings Sportsbook is coming soon to Louisiana. It won't be long until you can bet on all your favorite sports from the comfort of your own home. To celebrate, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving customers $100 in free bets when you sign up before they go live. No deposit required. DraftKings is bringing their experience as a leader in daily fantasy sports to the sports betting world and have created one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code LA Sports when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get $100 in free bets to use once mobile sports betting hits Louisiana. That's code LA Sports to get $100 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 7867. 21 and over. Louisiana only. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions.
PDW Solutions has everything you need for your Second Amendment needs. Personal defense, training, concealed carry, and so much more for your personal and home security needs. To see what they have, visit them online or make an appointment to visit their store in person. PDW Solutions is on Facebook at PDW Solutions LLC or on the web at PDWSolutions.com. They aren't politically correct, so you may get an opinion on how they really feel about gun control. And their inventory shows they support the rights of the individual to keep and bear arms.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. All right, everybody, welcome back to WGSO 990 AM Studios here in New Orleans, Louisiana, with me, William Wallace. And as I always like to say, you can find my podcast on any podcast app at William Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S, for America. Check out my YouTube, my Facebook page, too. I post different stuff everywhere. I try to reach people that, you know, some people might want to watch something, more visuals, some people want to listen. So, but we have Austin Bat on today.
Do they ever call you WW?
Yeah, it's funny that you say that because some people made jokes about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because there's W squared. I'm trying to think of the individual stories, but it came up the other day. You know, well, your initials are WW. I said, well, really, I wish my middle name was Oliver. And they say, why? I said, because then when I had my initial shirts on, women would walk up to me and go, wow. It would just make me feel, you know, like feel much better for the day or something. You know?
Whatever works.
And then I'll tell you one other story. So when I ran for state rep, you know, in my area, my colors are blue and white. And one day I'm walking along down the street and I see this house. It's got this blue flag with a white W on it. And I went, oh my God! Oh, is it a white flag? A white flag with blue W.
Blue with the white.
It's blue with the white. Okay, and I'm like, oh wow, this is great. This is like, you know, not thinking that they were a William Wallace fan, but right. Like how perfect is that? I knock on the door and I went, you must have seen me coming. They went, and I was kind of joking back. I said the flag, and they go, oh, you're a Chicago fan too. And I went, it's the Chicago White Sox win flag.
Yes.
What? Cubs, yeah, that's the Chicago Cubs win flag, and I was like, okay, well, you know, you didn't get excited as I did, but you know, anyway.
I hope you just played it off and said, "Go Cubs."
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly what I did.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, how many people are there? Oh, I'm a Chicago Cubs fan now. Well, it's funny because I actually a little bit more version of the story is, you know, month later, weeks later, whatever. I saw somebody else, the same flag, so I knocked on their door and went, Chicago Cubs, go Cubs. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're a Cubs fan. I said, of course. My name is William Wallace. I'm running for state rep. Can I have your vote?
I hope they voted for you.
I hope so, too, because I
grew up
I'm a Cubs fan now.
And Harry Carey and Steve Stone on WGN. I grew up watching them, but I was a Cincinnati Reds fan.
Oh, see, well, you just love, so you're a sports guy then.
I am a big, huge baseball fan. I still read the box scores. You know, I watch a lot of baseball, pro football, you know, but my favorite football team are the St. Augustine Purple Knights.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Well, when you said that, when you started saying Saint, I went, oh, he's a St. Orleans Saints fan, of course, but St. Augustine, that's a great school.
Oh, great school. One of the best
decisions I'm going to tell you, that is really a great school to send your man to be, or your young man to become a man.
Now, I was too skinny to play football, and I didn't play a musical instrument.
So I'm looking at you right now.
I wasn't in the band. But it was cool, you know, to tell the girls that you're in the band and stuff like that.
Oh, I love you. Or you're with the band, rather.
Right, yeah. I was just a baseball player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, that's what happens with tall, skinny people.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're doing this out of passion, out of just community service, you were saying.
Oh, this is a
calling. I want to talk more sports, but I'm still impressed by the fact that this is not a air quote politician whose term limits came up, so they got to find another position. This is actually going from hard work to another hard job because you believe in public service.
But I'll give you a prime example. So probably about 7 or 8 years ago, I was watching TV one morning as I was getting dressed, and this picture popped up on the screen, and it was a picture of a young lady who was missing in New Orleans. Her name was Tara Lynn Manette. And Just a quick story is I got involved in that search for Tara Lynn Manette. She was missing for like 3 months, three, maybe 4 months or something like that. I got involved in it. And the good Lord said, Austin, you are a state representative. You have all of these resources everybody else doesn't have. So I pulled in people from wildlife and fisheries. We were all in City Park looking for out in the woods. The Harbor Police brought their big, deep boat from in the river into the lake we were looking for. And then, you know, we found her. Unfortunately, she had perished. Her car went into Bayou St. John.
I remember this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I would not let her be a file on someone's desk. And so, you know, that is my greatest accomplishment, finding her and reuniting her with her family. Subsequently, there were a number of other people who had gone missing. A lady out in New Orleans East, she had went missing. She had gone missing. And then I got a phone call asking me to help out with the search. There was a student. Her car was found on top of the Mississippi River Bridge in Baton Rouge. She had gone missing.
Yeah,
I got involved in that search as well, and she was found in the Mississippi as well. So this is public service for me. This is true wanting to help people and make lives better.
Yeah, that's kind of like with me when not being a public servant, but having a radio show when Hurricane Ida hit. In the days afterwards, I'm like, what can I do? And that's when I just started announcing on the radio that I was raising money, helping, you know, and going to the different political functions and, you know, and we didn't raise a fortune, but, you know, every little bit helps. We raised a bunch of money and a bunch of supplies, you know, for the people down in Lafourche and Houma and Terrebonne and you know, Lafitte and stuff like that to help them out a little bit.
Yeah, I felt, you know, kind of guilty. I came home and the lights were on, the air conditioning was on.
Right.
I hit the button for the TV came on. But yet I had a couple of employees who were out in Laplace who, you know.
Wiped out
4 or 5 feet of water in their home. And so it just kind of puts things into perspective. Like with these storms, a couple of miles make a big difference.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And so my good friend, the sheriff out there, Mike Tregg, you know, he's the sheriff. He had water in his home. So, you know, it puts things into perspective to be able to help your neighbors and do a lot of things. Because thinking back to Katrina, came home and, you know, having 4.5 feet of water in my own home.
Yeah.
I know what those folks were going through.
So we talk about public service. How do you feel that you'll be able to better serve people in this new position than the last position? Is there a difference? And that's, you know, kind of leading up to that with all these other questions I've asked. My questions might sound stupid, but I always feel like there's somebody out there who might not be as informed as I am on things. So I always try to ask questions to help inform those people.
Right.
You know,
and that's a great segue into it because it's something that I've always done, like here at First City Court. I wanted to educate the public as to the services that we have.
Right.
So, for example, if you have a beef with your neighbor, you don't take the law into your own hands. You take them to court.
Right.
You take them to small claims court. If somebody damages your vehicle, you know, you take them to court.
Right.
You know, you don't pull out a gun or anything like that.
Right.
That doesn't solve anything. So being able to go out and educate the public on the services. So here at criminal court, I want to educate the public on the services that we have in the clerk's office. Number one, there are countless people out there who could seek an expungement for old crimes. You know, I want to be able to help those folks because I think
that helps the community, put them back into jobs.
Totally helps the community.
Yeah.
If they could get that ball and chain off of them, you know, they could get better jobs. They could provide for their families. They could, they're not going out committing criminal activities anymore because now they have a job, a career. You know, I want to be able to do that. Also, again, like I mentioned before, there's people who feel like, you know, they were wrongly incarcerated. They need access and affordable access to their files so they could mount a case to be able to to help, you know, go before a judge again and seek their freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something that we really need in this community. It doesn't help us to just put people in jail and throw away the key. That does not solve the problem. But there are people out there who, you know, they really could use an expungement. And I want to be able to help them. Also, there's people out there as far as the voting aspect, to be able to reach out to young people when they reach voting age, to come and commit to their civic responsibility. But there's also a lot of people who are registered voters who have low voting percentages. Mm. We need to be able to reach out to them and increase their voting percentage.
Yeah, because it's their votes getting stolen.
Absolutely.
I always tell people that if you're afraid of identity theft, don't vote. And they go, what do you mean? I said, well, when you don't vote, you know, those ballot harvesters, they look for those low, you know, I've said this on my radio show before. this is not anything, but, you know, the people that are looking to steal votes, you know, they're going after those non-chronic voters.
Well, we want to make sure that everybody has access to voting and, you know, people who feel like their vote doesn't count, I want to engage them. People who feel like nobody's asked them or pushed them to vote.
Yeah.
We want to make sure we engage them into the voting process because every vote matters.
When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your passion. I love how you say make voting accessible because I agree with you. We need to vote, make our elections more accurate, more accessible,
yeah,
you know, to people. Let people realize how important their vote is. But there's also something you're going to tell people that you've been through that I think makes a bigger connection through the community that people need to see just how real you are about public service. I think it's a big connection for people.
Every vote counts and people need to have voting accessibility in their neighborhood.
I agree.
People need to understand that it's their responsibility to go out and vote.
I love it. All right. We're going to get back here. We're going to talk more with Austin Badon about his passion to serve our community. I think it's a good one to hear. And I'll see you after the break.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal. Trayvon Cajun Meats and Barbecue serves barbecue and an experience. The meats are incredible, specials are fantastic, and dining there will make you feel like you are going down memory lane. You probably won't get to meet the owner, because he's usually in the back cooking and preparing everything fresh for himself. Dine in, take out, and check out the prepared items to take home, or stock up on the sauces and rubs that Trey Boss has ready for you to prepare your own barbecue. Find them in River Ridge or on Facebook at Trayvon Cajun Meats, where they post a lot of funny stuff.
If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios. And it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
Double M Feed in Harahan has everything you need for your garden. And not just for maintenance, but what you will need to create the perfect garden for your home or vegetable garden. They have pet supplies, livestock feed, and they have the expertise that's needed for lawn, garden, and pest control. Go there to shop or just to get some great ideas for future needs. And they are full service. So don't worry about the heavy stuff. They are at 8400 Jefferson Highway in Harahan or call them at 504-738-5007.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America with Austin Badon today. And so, Austin, you're in a runoff for what race again? I want you to say it. I don't want to say it. Because if I mess it up.
Clerk of Criminal District Court Clerk of Criminal and District Chief Court. Elections Officer here in New Orleans.
Okay.
Orleans Parish.
And this is not because of term limits, you were saying. This is because of your passion. Just make. I like all the examples that you were saying, how, you know, the best way to, you know, serve the community,
right?
You know, which is your passion, you think is to be done with this job. You think you can help more people with this position than the last position.
Well, it's a different faction of people that I will be able to help. These are people who are in the criminal justice, you know, arena. And to be able, like I mentioned before, there's a guy that I know, he had a simple drug arrest 51 years ago, and he's a happily married man, 3 grown kids, successful seafood business over in New Orleans East, you know, doing quite well. But he made a silly mistake, you know, a couple of years ago, but he still has that on his record. So, you know, to be able to help people get an expungement and to be able to, like, clean off their record. So when you go to apply for a job, you don't have to.
You've lived a good life. Yeah. Here's your reward.
Exactly. You know, you've done all of the right things. You paid your debt to society, and you need to be made whole and not have that scarlet letter on you for, you know, something silly that you did years ago.
I'm going to comment on something you said a minute ago, but then after that I want you to tell us what makes you more human in this race. I think something that you've told me off air, which I think a lot of people can connect with, you know, is that when you talk, when you were telling the audience, but I think it needs to be emphasized, when you say to people, instead of taking justice into your own hands, mm-hmm. if your neighbor wrongs you, a friend wrongs you, instead of taking justice into your own hands, thereby becoming a statistic, you know, ending up in jail, you told people they can go to the first parish, the first district court, first city court, correct?
Right.
And be able to sue somebody for whatever retribution they need. I'll make that point that when they do it the legal way, they can get their money and enjoy it while not in jail. But if they take justice in their own hands, they've got a criminal record for the rest of their lives, and they can't enjoy the money. And I like how you pointed that out.
You know, just taking the law into your own hands, it doesn't solve anything.
Right.
And so if you have a civil case with someone, or someone you feel like someone has done you wrong, or committed some type of negative action on you, then you have recourse. You should take them to court. You need to have your day in court before the judge.
Now I'm only interrupting you because I was eager to get this out. I'm sorry, Austin.
No problem. But
I'm impressed. Off air, you told me what you're going through right now that I think makes people need to hear. You know, you're let people know.
Well, you know, I love me some Austin Badon, and I was feeling good and, you know, doing everything and trying to eat healthy and, you know, working out a bit. So I went to the doctor for a routine visit. And when I go to the doctor, I get him to check everything. And so I've never been a man who's been afraid to go to the doctor. And I went to the doctor probably in early May and went for a routine visit. And he says, oh, well, you know, we don't do the finger wave anymore. We do the blood test. And I'm thinking, okay, cool. I beat the house. I'm out of here. Yeah. Take some blood. Well, the next day he calls me and he says, your PSA is up. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, okay, my dad had prostate cancer and bladder cancer, so I knew there was a history in my family. So then I went for another test, and then I went for an MRI, and it showed an abnormality, and then I was sent in for a biopsy. And as I mentioned before, the biopsy was pretty brutal, you know, no anesthesia, no bourbon, nothing like that. You know, he came back, and he told me that, you have prostate cancer. And I'm thinking, I'm only 56. This happens to guys 70s,
right.
80s, or something like that. And he said, no, I've treated guys in their 30s with prostate cancer. So I'm talking to my doctor, and I'm like, hey, doc, are you sure A-U-S-T-I-N-B-A-D-O-N?
Badon.
Badon? Yeah. 12,
not,
14.
Not the Badon guy, the Badon guy.
Badon guy. Yeah. Yeah. 12, 14, 64, you know, the right birthday. He says, yeah. He said, we don't make those kind of mistakes. And then I had to make a decision. I went out to MD Anderson over in Houston, and they took good care of me. So on August the 2nd, they removed it, and they removed lymph nodes from around it. And a couple of weeks ago, I got my results back. I received them, and, you know, cancer-free.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm a survivor.
You're a survivor.
I'm a survivor. So now I got to go get checked more often just to make sure. But I'm
there's nothing to wave the finger at anymore.
Nope. But I say all of this to say to the men who are listening, as well as to their significant others, early detection is the key. Don't be afraid of your doctor. You know, I don't tell people how to do their job. So go to the doctor. Let the doctors do their job, men, women, you know, and, mm-hmm. and find out, you know, how your health is. Because the way I look at it is my health is my responsibility. So I go to the doctor on a regular basis, and this is what happened in a routine check. So when I was told I had prostate cancer, and you hear that word cancer, my universe literally stopped.
Right.
I'm thinking, oh, my God. You know, I felt like right. I had a foreign invader in my body.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started thinking about, well, what should I do, how to address it? And every doctor told me you need to have it taken out. And, you know, you listen to your doctors.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you've given some great advice, not just early detection, see your doctor, because like you said, a lot of men are just afraid to go get, you know, get those tests and get and check on it. It's sometimes when you worry about what could happen and you put it off, right. then the inevitable ends up happening.
And, you know, I used to go to the doctor, and when my doctor told me it was everything was okay, we would go out and celebrate. It was a source for celebration.
Yeah.
And I thought this was going to happen with this one. But, you know, they took real good care of me. But, you know, if I did not go and get checked, it could have been a heck of a lot worse.
Right.
And I might not be here today to discuss this with you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So exactly. Or years from now.
Absolutely.
But it's amazing that as much as you've been through and as much as you've served our community, you still want to do more community service. So it just shows a little bit about your heart, I think.
Well, thank you. It's what keeps me going. I want to be a role model for people. You know, being a politician is not a bad thing. You literally get to help your
community.
There's
good ones like you.
Thank you. You get to help your community. You get to do goodwill, and that's what I'm about.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So any parting words for anybody? Any, if you want to let people know about your race again, voting for you, when the runoff is, and all that other stuff.
Sure, the runoff is. So early voting starts not this Saturday, but the Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The actual election day is December the 11th. I have always been honest, true, and fair with people. I worked my butt off. There was one day in Baton Rouge, I will tell you, there was one day in Baton Rouge where Delgado needed a vote later in the day in the session. I had some knee surgery earlier that morning. I drove up to Baton Rouge on the same day of having surgery to cast that vote.
Nice.
That's how committed I am to our community and making life better. And so I ask people to please go vote for me. I'm not one of these guys who just showed up and asked for your vote. I've been doing the work in the community. You see me on TV helping families and helping people. I'm number 8 on the ballot, Austin Badon, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here, and I want to be your next clerk. I want to be your next clerk.
I love it.
Criminal
yeah,
district
sometimes,
court.
Sometimes that automatic does that when the volume's up too loud there. Pat, if you turn it down a little bit. So, next clerk of court.
Next clerk of criminal district court.
Criminal district court. Are there divisions, or is this just one all over citywide?
Just one for Orleans Parish. That's the clerk of criminal district court. There's some other clerks like where I am right now and in civil court, but this is clerk of criminal district court and chief elections officer.
Well, I'll ask people to share this. This is going to be on a podcast at William Wallace for America on any podcast app also.
Okay.
So for the next couple of weeks, if people want to listen to it, listen to more about you, I think it's a good thing there.
They could donate and go check out my website at austinbadon.com.
I love it. All right. You heard it, everybody. Check it out. Austin Badon. Give him your vote. I think he's going to be well worth it. And everybody else, stay tuned next week.
hotel, you think of some place you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel.